Welcome to Show Me Mo Success, where we explore how people turn their passion into action to make a difference, and how MU Extension's Business and Communities program gave them a little assist along the way. I'm Luke Dieterle, Extension Specialist for Business and Communities. Today on Show Me Most Success, we have Rain McDevitt. We're going to hear a little bit about Rain's journey from getting into art and then finding a home in building trades. We'll also talk to Doug Swanson, MU Extension Specialist in Labor and Workforce Development. So, Rain, like myself, it sounds like you've kind of had a bit of a winding journey. Your story would be really interesting to a lot of folks out there who maybe haven't considered a career in the building trades. So tell us about your formative background, what you studied, and where you were seeing yourself, and then how you found yourself in the construction trades.
Yeah. When it came to senior year of high school, I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I knew I didn't want to go away to college. I wanted to save money by living at home rather than more debt. Finally landed on Maryville University. I went in as an undecided. Staff there was extremely helpful in guiding me in a direction of where I wanted to go because I had like a couple different interests. And they were like, well, just take classes and all over the place. Like, you can do that. One of those was ceramics. I really liked my ceramics class. The instructor there, his name was Phil, was fabulous. And from there, found the graphic design program. And then I graduated right around COVID times.
Perfect timing.
Right? And I had made a lot of friends who had already been working in the graphic design field out in marketing. I saw like what their work day looked like. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, doing the work is fun, but in the real world, that's not really my cup of tea, I don't think. So I applied for Launch Code. And so I learned how to do coding, got a internship doing that, funny enough, at a marketing agency as well. So I had both things that I've learned, both the coding and the graphic design, I was able to do there. But the internship was just like 4 days a week, 4 hours a day. And I was going stir crazy at a desk. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. Since high school, I'd been supporting myself working at restaurants. And so I realized, okay, I need to do something where I'm moving and grooving every day. But especially with the like change that happened with COVID, I knew restaurants weren't going to be sustainable for me. They had no benefits, no health, anything like that. And I just happened to come across a Facebook post about women in trades meeting that anyone was welcome to. Went to that. I heard about the Bud Crimp program, and then the rest was history after I applied and was accepted into that.
Most people probably don't think of a career trajectory as, okay, I'm a graphic artist and now I'm in construction. But there's a through line there. For you, it was really just working with your hands and needing to escape the office drudgery. How did you find the Bud program? And what was it about where you were at in your journey that made that seem like an appealing thing for you?
I don't want to go back to school and then figure out what I get my degree in. I don't want to do like what had just happened. And I don't want to say money down the drain or a waste of time or anything, because I did, you know, grew as a person, learned many things about myself. Just unfortunately, that graphic design and marketing in the real world is not what I wanted to do. I felt like, okay, I have one more shot. So I was like, I need to make sure what I'm doing is it. Fortunately, I came across a Facebook post about the Missouri Women in Trades meetup that happens every third Thursday of the month. I went there. Everyone was so welcoming. And I was like, I want to do something in construction. I don't know anything about the trades or what I'd be good at. How do I learn about that? And there was a Bud graduate there. Her name's Kira. And I talked to her. Like, my concerns about applying were like, am I too overqualified for this program? And she was like, no, that's just apply. You know, they interview you. And so I did, got interviewed, and then I was accepted. It was great.
Wonderful. This would be a good time to bring in Doug Swanson to chat a little bit about that Bud program. Doug, could you just explain a little bit about what the Bud program is and MU Extension's role in that?
The Bud program, Bud stands for Building Union Diversity. The program started in St. Louis about 10 years ago. They run 4 cohorts through the program each year, and it's been so successful. Missouri AFL-CIO set up a nonprofit arm 2 years ago, I believe. that has tried to build the program out, and they have chapters in Kansas City and in Springfield. They're starting a fourth chapter in Jefferson City this year in 2024. And in those other parts of the state, they refer to as the Missouri Apprentice Ready Program or Missouri Works Initiative. And the goal of the BUD program and the Missouri Works Initiative, Missouri Apprentice Ready Programs, to get the industry to look more like our communities, bring more diversity into the construction trades, more people of color, more women. Like the Women in the Trades program, it is even older than BUD. And it's a place for mentoring women who want to get into the building trades. There's life hacks that, you know, that they can learn hanging out with the people who've been doing it for a few more years. They do a good job. So that's a real quick overview of how the BUD program, what it's trying to accomplish. And as far as the extensions connection, as the AFL-CIO built out the Missouri Works Initiative, what the extension started doing is I get to come in and teach the labor history, which for me, any day they ask me to talk about labor history is my favorite day of the week. You know, and so we get to come in and provide some of that training. That's where I met Rain. So I teach it in St. Louis and in Springfield, and colleagues teach it in other parts of the state. Program is very hands-on. They get to tour a lot of the training facilities. So like Rain said, she kind of wanted to go into the building trades, but didn't know what she wanted to do. Well, I think in St. Louis, do you get to go to 7 apprenticeships, Rain?
Oh, at least, maybe more.
Yeah. You get introduced to all of what it takes to build a building or build a highway or build a bridge. So you get to introduce to the cement masons, the brick masons, they're different. The iron workers, the sheet metal workers, they're different. The carpenters, the operating engineers, you get introduced to all those crafts. And at the end of that program, then the businesses are lined up. I've been to the graduations, Luke. It's exciting because the businesses are lined up and the unions are lined up to sign people like Rain up to join the various labor unions. And the businesses want those young people to get into those industries and come to work for them. And they're looking for long-term employees. They're not looking for somebody to come in and finish this project. What they're looking for is someone who can be with that company for the long term.
Like I said, I went in, I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I had like a couple in mind, but then when we went and visited the tile, I was like, oh yeah, this is for me. Very hands-on, remind me a lot of my clay sculpture classes. It's a lot of attention to detail. Depending on the work you do, you could like even work on like mosaic type things, which is very, you know, artsy-fartsy, like I like to do. I was very excited to graduate. I graduated in November 2022. I took like a moment to get through the holidays. And then as soon as the new year hit, I started calling contractors because tile, marble, and terrazzo, they are a letter of intent trade. So you go to the contractor first and then sign up with the union rather than a joint apprenticeship trade, which is where you go to the union and then they give you to a contractor. So I was calling around. I started on January 30th, 2023. So I'm coming up on 1 year with the same company, Study Tile. And it's been great.
Yeah. How welcoming did you find the work atmosphere, Rain, when you nearly a year ago when you went from pretty much an office environment or food and beverage environment to working a construction project? Was that a challenge?
I didn't find it a challenge, oddly enough. The guys were so welcoming. My first day, I remember, to go to a Bass Pro. My boss is running late. He said, you go in there, there's a guy, his name's Scott. He looks like one of the dwarves from Lord of the Rings. You can't miss him. I was like, all right. So met him. Everyone's just been so welcoming, so eager to teach, gifts of tools. They're really impressed, which just makes me really happy. As for the other trades on site, I haven't had anything awful, really. So the younger guys are kind of look like, well, there's a girl here. What's with that? Meanwhile, like older guys are like, oh, finally, just someone who wants to work. Thank God.
And how long is your apprenticeship?
I'm a tile finisher, and that is 3 years. And then after that, the improver program, which is the bridge from becoming a finisher to a tile setter. And that is an extra 2 years.
So it'd be a total of 5 if you do the whole thing.
Yes, but I will be a journeyed tile finisher after 3. So I'll have that journey card.
Journey card in the building trades may have a nominal fee for joining the program, but most have no fee for joining the program. But once you're in, then you get experiential learning. You'll spend so many hours in the field, and then you'll go back to the classroom run by a joint collaboration between the union and the Building Contractors Association, AGC, the Association of General Contractors. And then you go back out in the field and get more experiential learning, and then you go back into the classroom. And that's how you get through that program in 3 years. When you're all said and done with this program, Rain, and you have your journey card, how much do you owe in tuition?
There's no tuition costs. There's just dues.
You got paid to do this? You got paid? You got paid while you're getting training?
Yeah.
Wow. And the journey card, it's recognized through the DOL, Department of Labor. So it's recognized in all 50 states, Guam, Puerto Rico, and maybe parts of Canada, I think, depending on the crafts. And so if Rain ever wanted to relocate and a contractor with her was looking for her skill set, they would look at that card and they said, she went through the same training that we put our people through. You go through the same training in St. Louis or in Chicago or in San Antonio. I tell people, says it opens more doors than my degrees on my wall.
So Rain, you've kind of found your place with tiling. Where do you see yourself going in the trades now that you've carved out your niche?
I definitely want to do that improver program to bridge over into setting. I do want to get more involved in the union itself, and then hopefully become part of like a leadership role in the union, either business agent or some sort of role. One of those guys that sit up there at the table during the union meetings, you know.
Well, sounds like you'd be a good trainer.
Maybe. I've never really thought of myself as a teacher because admittedly do get a little impatient sometimes. But I just want to keep like that end a little open. But it is nice to finally be able to say like, wow, I do have a 5-year plan. Because if you had asked me like 2 years ago, I'd been like, meh, I don't know. My 5-year plan is more like a 5-minute plan. What am I doing in the next 5 minutes? I feel a lot more secure and sturdy.
Rain said that she wants to become a leader. And this is not inconsequential. I want to say maybe 5 years ago, 7 years ago, there was 2 or 3 international unions that were led by women. Today in 2024, the president of the AFL-CIO in Washington, D.C. is a woman. And I think close to 10 unions have female leaders. So there is a rebalancing going on in the labor movement. And that's part of what the BUD program and the Missouri Works Initiative is trying to help facilitate, is get more diversity in the construction trades, in the union movement, have those populations reflect what the community looks like. And so, Rain, to say you want to be that person up at the front of the room at the table, it's within your grasp. It truly is.
Now that you've got all this experience, what advice would you have for others that might be thinking about the trades or who might be intimidated by apprenticeships?
They definitely can be intimidating. Do your research onto like what might fit you best. Do the BUD program. If you fit BUD program criteria, just like Kira told me, like just sign up, just go do it. Don't worry about if you're overqualified, underqualified, whatever. I did it while still working at the restaurant, the Missouri Women in Trades meetup. Like just do it. Like culture-wise, restaurant and then into construction is very similar. It's you and your little crew of rowdy weirdos. You're with each other all the time and you have your own fun inside jokes. You know, you're working hard together and you can see the work you're doing. You get that instant satisfaction. Serving and bartending. I make this drink. I see it. I see it go to the customer. I see them enjoy it. Boom, instant gratification. And then here it's like I grout a wall. I see it all done and pretty. Instant gratification. That's good for society's small attention spans nowadays. So we need that instant gratification. Biggest change was the work hours. Working in restaurant, you're working like 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Now I'm working like 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. I found it being much better for my mental health. I've really been enjoying that.
It sounds like you found the right fit. And that's the important piece here. You have a wide range of skill sets, but it all comes down to work that you enjoy, people that you enjoy, doing what makes your heart feel good. Go ahead, Doug.
As Rainey points out, you get into one of the building trade unions, you're not going to be 20 or 30 years doing the same thing. You know, you're not. The work is going to change. not, you know, not only will the projects change, but also if you choose to, you can change and become, get active with the local union and become a union leader. You can get active with the apprenticeship school and become a trainer. You can get active as a project manager with the company. The cornucopia of options opens up because she walked through the door. She, those options weren't available because she, you know, until she walked through the door and entered that Bud class.
Yeah. What I do like about it is, like, it's enough of the same and different at the same time. I do want to do more education through Mizzou or UMSL to get more labor history or construction background. So then the union looks at that and they're like, oh, okay, she'd be a good fit for an instructor or a BA or president or whatever.
Yeah, the success rate is really remarkable. Over 90% of the people who go through the Bud enter the Bud program finish it. And of those who finish it,
you know,
the people who are still in the industry like 5 years later is still over like 85%.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
I worked in five states. I worked before I came to work for the University of Missouri. I worked for labor unions for a quarter of a century. I've never seen a program like this. I am so impressed that Missouri is doing this. And then to see them trying to replicate it out to other parts of the state. And I believe that there are other states who are looking at how well Missouri replicates it out in Springfield and Kansas City and now Jeff City. And if they can have the impact that they've had in St. Louis, you're going to see other major cities start doing the program like that started with the Bud program here in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. It's another thing. Like if I were to move up to Seattle or Chicago, could bring the equivalent of the Bud program there. Back to your roots.
Because it does take an economy of scale. Part of what makes St. Louis Bud program so successful is apprentice training facilities that are commutable for the Bud students. So they can go over and spend a day at one center and then go the next day to another center. There's a density and economy of scale. We need to embrace the people who want to work with their hands, because I can't fix my car. I can't build my house. I can't fix my house. We need to stop and say everybody's got to go to college. Rain's a great example of she found what she's passionate about by working with her hands. And that's great. We need people like her.
And it's also great with Bud. Like I still like keep in touch with Aurora and Megan, and they're like always there fighting for you for whatever you need.
Aurora is the coordinator for the Bud program in St. Louis.
That was Rain McDevitt. Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on your podcast app so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. I'm Luke Dieterle. This episode was produced by Afshan Musani with research help from John Klo. Executive producers are Sarah Riley and Mike Quinata. Senior Program Director for MU Extension's Business and Communities is Dr. Rob Russell. This is Show Me Mo Success.